Well, someone's having fun.
Or not?
Is it really that bad? What am I saying? Of course it's that bad. Because this place, this is hell. This is hell. Corporate hell. Oh, I'm completely serious. This is hell. Don't let the nice fancy hotel fool you. This is punishment for all of our office sins. All of our office sins. We are being punished. What sins? Are you serious? What sins? Breaking the printer? That wasn't me. No. That was you. I no. What has happened to me? That wasn't even convincing. What is hell doing to me? I can't even deny breaking the printer. What is it doing to You're smiling. You're smiling. Okay, maybe not corporate hell, but it's close because these workshops are killing me. They are just so boring. So boring. I mean, what did I ever do? Okay, no, I broke one printer. One printer. The other printer committed suicide because it ran out of toner and the replacement toner exploded. That was nothing to do with me. I was just trying a new makeup look that day. That involved a lot of black freckles. I hate this. I hate conferences. They're just hellish. I mean, you think they're going to be nice. You think they're going to be a good time. I mean, fancy hotel, good food, new people, but they ruin it. They just ruin it so much. They bring you to a nice, plush, opulent hotel, and then they make you sit through presentations and workshops and oh, the last workshop was hell. And I mean actual hell. I was this close to setting someone on fire. It was just so hellish. That's the only word. I have no more words. See, this is what this conference is doing. It's ruining me. Ruining me. Do you want me to be ruined? Do you? Do you want me to be ruined? You don't? Well, if you don't want me to be ruined, then what? What? Why are you so suspicious? Why are you so suspicious? I am this sweet, innocent, and see, I can't even be convincing anymore. I can't do my job. I work in sales and I can't convince people of anything anymore because of this dumb conference. What we need is a little diversion. Just a little tiny diversion. Just, doing a bunk. Just a little one. Just for the afternoon. Maybe tomorrow morning. Maybe for the rest of the conference. I mean, it's only 2.5 days. Oh, come on. Who will notice? Wait, have you been putting your name down on the register? Wow. No. You're totally meant to do that. That is absolutely what you're meant to do. You're meant to put your name on the register and I can't believe you've been putting your name down on the register. That is so you. That's kind of adorable. No, that's not kind of adorable. That is actually adorable and precious and just so you. Do I think that you're adorable? Yes. I think that you are utterly adorable and just damn precious. But only because we're not at work. Because if we were at work, it would be highly inappropriate for me to tell you those things, but this is a work conference, so anything goes. Like ditching every single session that is on our schedule. Every single one. Oh, come on. Come on. Do you really want to sit through another workshop? Another PowerPoint presentation? Do you really want to die of boredom? Because I don't want you to die of boredom, because I like you. I like you being alive. Not that I like. Well, I mean, I could probably say that now because we're not at work. I mean, technically we're at work, but we're not at the office. So I could say that. But I mean, why would I say that to someone who signs their name on the register? Because, well, you might, you know, dob me in. You might snitch. No, I'm not calling you a snitch. I'm just saying that you might snitch, but I mean, you wouldn't do that to me, would you? You wouldn't do that to your best friend. Aren't I your best friend? I mean, I thought I was your best friend. I share my stationery with you. And, I bring you coffee. And the good biscuits. And I gave you the passcode to the stationery cupboard. No one has a passcode. Oh. Security didn't know anything about the lock on the door. That is funny that they don't know about a lock. Because they're security. And I might have independently decided that the stationery cupboard needed a lock. Because, well, you know, people don't respect stationery. But you have the code because you're my best friend. And I like you. I like you a lot. A lot, a lot. In fact, I like you quite inappropriately. I mean, work inappropriately. Not. I mean, I don't have dishonorable intentions. Well, not completely. I mean, we can work up to that. Not that I, So, what's your next session? What? No. We shouldn't ditch because if we ditch, who knows what could happen? I could say something very stupid. I am already saying something very, very stupid. And if we were to sneak off to, you know, do a bunk sky for the next 2.5 days, I might say all manner of inappropriate things, like I've liked you for a really long time, and I think that you are amazing, and I would give you my last pencil. That's kind of like a Rolo, but you know, officey. Oh, I am such a bad influence on you. Oh. Oh, I could be such a bad influence. I mean, we shouldn't ditch. We should attend our sessions because that's what we're here for. We're here to... No, it's not suffering. It's learning useful, transferable skills. Like how not to fall asleep when you're really bored. That is a very useful skill. And I haven't mastered it because I might have, well, in the last session I might have fallen asleep and started snoring. Yeah. But I will learn it because I will attend all my... You don't have to. You don't have to ditch. You don't have to play hooky. I... You... looking at me, and when you look at me, I find it hard to word because my brain just you're looking at me. You. I'm not even meant to be here. I was not even meant to come to this conference. I just I mean, we're not at work, so I might have bribed Ryan into letting me come in his place because I wanted to spend some time with you away from the office. But I fell into the trap of fancy hotel away from work. I thought I would be Everyone thinks I'm confident. I mean, you don't think I'm confident. You know that I'm super shy, but everyone else thinks that I'm confident, sarcastic, that I'm, you know, this great salesperson, but I'm not. I mean, I am a great salesperson, but it's not because I'm confident. It's just because, you know, I have a very expensive computer habit to support because components are expensive. Have you seen the price of graphics cards? Sorry, I'm not going to start ranting about that. But I'm shy, and I'm shy, and I read a lot of romance novels, and conferences are they are romantic novel cannon fodder. I've been trying to ask you out forever, but instead we just became best friends, which, don't get me wrong, I love. It's really nice to have someone that I can blame for breaking the printer. I mean, it was just one time. It was twice. The printer didn't commit suicide. It was me. It was me. Of course you knew it was me, but you still helped me cover it up. And you're just so you. And I thought I would take a chance. Because we're not at work. I mean, we are at work, but we're not at the office. And we're not at work. And you're looking at me. And sometimes you do that. Sometimes I catch you looking at me. And I... Page 56. Page 56 of nothing. A book. Just a novel. Just this slightly... cheesy colleagues to lovers romantic novel that I might have read 400 times. Probably not 400, probably more than 400. And page 56. You look at me and I look at you and sometimes when I pass you a pen our hands touch. But that's inappropriate because work. But it's a conference, so it's not really work, and it's a fancy hotel, and it's... I am not smooth. I am not smooth, but I can fake it. I probably can't fake it, but I'm going to try. Would you like to play hooky with me? And by play hooky, I mean, would you like to maybe... have me really awkwardly flirt with you because I really like you. And it would be really awkward. Just painfully awkward. Did you just say yes? You really? You think I'm adorable? You think I'm damn precious? Well, that's not very work appropriate, but you know, it's okay. We're not at work. We're at a conference and we're about to sneak off. Just for the afternoon, right? The afternoon and tomorrow? And the next day? Really? What about the workshops and the presentations and... Oh, you have a PowerPoint presentation to show me. Oh, I just bet you do. What? You actually do? Is it a work thing? Because if you're skiving, you shouldn't really do work. It's a presentation on why I should date you. Are you serious? You have a presentation that there's clip art. Why is that attractive? That should not be attractive. That is, I would love to see your PowerPoint presentation with clip art. Just,
or the clip art, just, yeah, I would love that. Should we go and do that? We could get your laptop and we could watch it on the beach.
There's this quiet little corner where we could... I really like you. I really, really, really like you. And page 76 through to 91. No, you know what? 97. Maybe 102. Well, that would be telling. Tell you what, why don't we go to the beach and maybe I'll show you. Okay. I guess we're skiving. We're ditching. We are rebelling. We are. All right. I was just looking at you. Yes, because I like you. That's I cannot word around you. Told you it was going to be awkward. Just so wonderfully awkward. Oh, they're calling for the next session, so we better make a quick exit. Stage left, stage right. Where is the... Well, it's not that I don't have a sense of direction. Oh, it's over there. So stage left. I was right. I was stopped laughing. It's not funny. You have a really nice smile. Shut up. Let's make a break for it. Yes, I will stop looking at you and I will start sneaking out in a very sneaky way. And I'm still looking at you. Well, you're looking at me. And we should go. We should go.